Welcome to another edition of the Hawk Off the Press podcast. I'm your host, Gazette Hawkeyes reporter John Steppe. It has been a privilege to say that for the last 4 years, and it's also my last time saying that. This is my final week at the Gazette and my final week on the Hawkeye football beat. I've accepted a job with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, my hometown newspaper, where I'll be covering a different Big Ten athletic program, the one that calls Madison home. I'm certainly excited to be a lot closer to home and a lot closer to so many friends and family. I'm excited to join a sports staff there that I've long admired and one that can really help me grow in new ways. But it certainly is bittersweet leaving here. I've loved every minute on the Iowa beat. I've grown a lot since starting in this role in 2021. And there have been a lot of special Hawkeye moments that have really been a privilege to cover, whether that be Iowa rising number two in the country a couple weeks after I started on the beat back in 2021 after that memorable Penn State win, whether that be everything with Caitlin Clark. Overall, really fortunate to be covering Hawkeye athletics during a really interesting time and in a lot of ways a very successful time. So many stories that have been so great to tell, and frankly, getting just as much enjoyment too out of some of the articles I'm writing now, some of them published yet. Some of them still to be published in the near future. And certainly looking forward to seeing what Iowa has in store in this 2025 season. As I told one person in the building, Iowa is staying on my YouTube TV DVR. It's also been a privilege to have the role that Mark Morehouse had for a long time. Mark was still here back when I was a Gazette intern in 2019, and I'm sure a lot of people tuning in who've tuned in since the On Iowa days have very fond memories of Mark as a podcast host. I have very fond memories of Mark as a mentor. He really was great to me. I still remember heading down with him, him letting me tag along for a summer media availability and me trying to soak in as much knowledge as I could from him on the drive there and on the drive back, and his advocacy and wisdom for me both then and after that, whether that be as intern, freelancer, reporter, that has really meant a lot. He saw something in me, quite frankly, that I don't think I saw in myself quite yet. And his belief in me has meant a lot. Mike Haas, I couldn't have asked for a better partner in crime on the Iowa football beat. So many memories and so many laughs shared working with him, and I hope everyone tuning in cherishes every one of his columns. As the kids say, he's one of one. I'll certainly miss seeing a lot of the other Iowa beat writers. Many of them have been guests on this very podcast. And obviously, many of us are competitors on the Iowa beat, but we're also friends. And so many shared laughs, shared moments, being around each other during the season, during bowl trips, etc., and really have that Heartland Trophy game circled on my calendar when I get to see the Iowa beat writer family at Camp Randall. A big thank you to Nathan Ford, who produced the podcast for most of my time here and really best of the best, made me look a lot better, and excited for what Amir Prelberg, our current producer of this podcast, what he's done since already starting here and what he'll continue to do once my replacement is on board. I've been lucky to work with a really great team here at the Gazette. Jeff Linder, Jeff Johnson, KJ Pilcher, Sam Paxton, Ryan Sukumo, J.R. Ogden. But really, most of all, thank you to you, the listeners, everyone who tuned in. I know there are a lot of Hawkeye podcasts out there to choose from, and I really appreciate all of you choosing us and making this really a success for us. So for one final time, as Gazette Hawkeyes reporter, I'm John Steppe, saying thank you.
Not a Gazette subscriber? There's no better time to support local journalism. View our latest deals for print and digital offerings at thegazette.com/subscribe. Stay informed, be empowered. Subscribe to the Gazette today at thegazette.com/subscribe.